With us, Kirk Apfel from the National Weather Service Office. And Kirk, so much to talk about in terms of the weather, but first let's start with the wind.
Yes, well, indeed, we have had very strong winds across the Buffalo metro area. The peak gust measured at the Buffalo airport was 69 miles an hour at 2:43 in the afternoon yesterday. But really, we've had strong winds persistent, lasting all the way from the little afternoon yesterday all the way till early this morning. So it's been a almost 18 hours of just very strong winds.
How unusual is it to see that type of wind speed blowing through western New York at that level over that period of time?
Oh, it's hard to say for sure, but generally you wouldn't see something like this more than once every couple of years, where you'd have a pretty long duration. And that peak wind gust is among the higher end of what we'll get in the area as well.
That high wind warning continues through this morning. What can we expect this morning in terms of the weather?
Well, you're going to continue to see gusty winds through mid to late morning. They're going to gradually diminish during the day, but it'll still be fairly windy into this afternoon, but at least the damaging winds should be over. The other thing we'll have to contend to is it is going to be pretty chilly, so we're going to have wind chills around zero or maybe just in the single digits for most of the day. So anyone without power, that's something to keep in mind.
Also, part of all of this weather as well, the folks who are living along the shorelines of western New York are dealing with all sorts of circumstances. There's so much to get into in this regard with the ice jams and things along those lines. But, you know, what can you tell us about what's happening in terms of the waters here around western New York?
Well, the good news is that the highest levels have already been reached, at least in terms of the Lake Sage. The thing we're keeping an eye on is the levels are still elevated due to the strong winds, and you still do have some ice movement and ice jam potential. So that's something that we'll have to keep an eye on, but at least the Sage should be gradually subsiding, even though levels may fluctuate this morning.
So it looks like the worst is behind us then?
For most areas, yes, but you always have to keep an eye. The thing with ice jams is they're very difficult to predict when and where they're going to break up. So that just has to be monitored.
Well, Kirk Apfel, thank you very much for monitoring the weather here in western New York this weekend and this morning, and thanks for joining us on WBFO.